Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the podcast. It feels so strange to say that again after so long. I am officially back in front of my microphone recording for the first time in about 7 months, I think, which is absolutely crazy. So I apologize if I sound a little bit rusty. It's because I definitely am, and I definitely didn't mean to take such a long break from the podcast, but the truth is that after uploading almost weekly episodes for about 2 years, it was very much needed. And I actually can't believe that it's been 7 months either. I feel like I've blinked and that time has just absolutely whizzed by. So not only did life get a little bit busy around the time that I last uploaded, which was back in February, but I also felt like I had run out of steam a little bit when it came to the podcast. I was lacking inspiration, and to be honest, I started to resent recording and editing the episodes a little bit too. So taking some time away was definitely the best thing all round. And now I'm back and I'm ready to share some new episodes with you again, which is really exciting. And I've got some really interesting conversations with some amazing guests lined up, which I just know that you're gonna really enjoy and find useful. But before then, I thought I would use this episode to catch you up on what's been going on since we last chatted. And as you've probably already seen by the title of this episode, it's gonna be real. It's going to be raw, and it's going to be very, very honest, because that's always what I wanted this podcast to be about, to open up the conversation around the most difficult parts of running a business, to help you feel less alone in the challenges that you might be facing within your own business, and to speak openly about the struggles that come with working from home. So if you have been following along with my journey over on Instagram, then you might feel pretty up to date on what's been going on over the past 6 months, but I'm really going to try and open up in this episode and share a real insight into the behind the scenes. So buckle up, grab yourself a drink, and get comfy as I share an honest business and life, I guess, update. So as I just mentioned, we last chatted back in February when I just picked up the keys to the space that I was going to transform into Nottingham's first female-only co-working space. And if you listen to that episode, you can probably tell that I was super excited, as this had been a dream of mine ever since I first went self-employed, which was back in 2017. And I couldn't quite believe it was finally happening, and still sometimes now I can't quite get my head around it either. And it took about 6 months to get from the point of first viewing the space to picking up the keys. There'd been quite a few hurdles in the road, such as the latest strain of COVID, which put a halt to things back in December of 2021. And then all of the going back and forth with the solicitors on the lease negotiations, which was a very slow process, but we did manage to get there in the end. And then came the pretty intense 4 week period of renovations, where my boyfriend Adam and I worked incredibly long days and did some really late nights to get the space ready to launch. We actually spent a whole week sanding the floors by hand, which I will tell anyone who listens about because it was such strenuous work, but we really did put our heart and soul into making it a lovely space to work from. The building was originally a lace factory, and it has some really amazing original features. So we wanted to be sympathetic to those features and kind of bring the space back to life a little bit. Despite the pretty fast turnaround times, we managed to get it all done with help from some family members, which was much appreciated. And I hosted our launch event on the 8th of March, which was International Women's Day. And that date had always been in my diary as the one that I wanted to launch the space on because it just tied in so well, obviously, with it being a female-only co-working space. And the launch event attracted a pretty big crowd, and everyone had such lovely words to say about the co-working clubhouse, which was amazing after all of the hard work that we had put into it. There was a real buzz, and everyone seemed so excited about this new addition to the Nottingham business and creative scene, with so many people saying that they would be signing up to come and use the space moving forward. And at every stage of the journey, from like the initial concept to actually launching the space, I felt so incredibly confident that the co-working clubhouse was going to be a success from the very beginning because, you know, I'd spent years at this point building up a community here in Nottingham. I wasn't just launching something, you know, out of the blue. I'd spent the time, I'd really put the effort into making sure there were people there who were going to use the space, and you know, I'd had all of the right words said to me in the lead up. So many people post lockdown would ask me when the meetups were coming back and, you know, say they couldn't wait to get out of the house. So it really did leave me in a pretty confident position because I am not someone who loves risk taking. I'm pretty safe, I'm pretty comfortable, and taking out a lease on a property, you know, it could be considered a risk. There's lots of risk factors in there. And at all points of the journey, I just felt so confident that it was going to work out right from the get-go. And looking back now, you know, I wonder whether I was slightly naive because I really didn't even consider another outcome at that point. But anyway, back to launch day, and I put our day passes live later that evening. The space was going to operate purely on day passes to make it as kind of flexible and affordable as possible. And lots of people had said that they loved that idea. And I think people had realised, you know, the scale of the space. We only had room for 10 people per day and were only open a limited number of times per month, so it seemed quite exclusive. So I sat there once we came around to, I think it was 7 o'clock. I waited for the orders to come in, but they didn't come. And I found myself repeatedly checking my inbox over and over again, and there was nothing. You know, it was a tumbleweed moment, and I must have double checked the website was working about 10 times because I was just so surprised. And yes, it was working. Everything was functioning as it should, but still no orders. And over the next week or so, I had a trickle of orders come in, but it was nothing like I was expecting. In my head, I'd kind of focused for the first month to sell out. And, you know, this is when I really started to panic a little bit. I'd put so much into bringing this space to life, not only in terms of the time and the hard work and physical labour that we'd put in, but also my own personal finances. And I also had some help from family members and my partner as well. Taking out a lease on a city centre property isn't cheap, and doing it up and turning it into a lovely aesthetic place to work with nice furniture pieces and things like that also takes investment. And it was only at that point, I think, that I truly realised how much was on the line. I'd committed to a certain length of time with the lease, and I think that's when it really started to dawn on me that I was tied in, whether this works or it doesn't, and I need to find a way to make it work, otherwise I would be in a very sticky situation. Things continued at this slower pace for the first couple of months, and it seemed that no matter what discounts I offered or marketing I did, it didn't really have a huge impact on the amount of people coming through the door. And the really tough part was that over on Instagram, everything looked kind of hunky-dory. If you were to have just stumbled across my profile, it would be so easy to assume that everything was going really, really well. And, you know, I was in a really enviable position. My post sharing the Clubhouse makeover got an amazing response, and everyone had such nice words to say about the space. And, you know, I got those typical messages of, you're smashing it, you know, you're doing an amazing job, I'm so jealous, I'd love to be in Nottingham so I could use the space, and, you know, all of those things. But that just wasn't translating to people actually purchasing day passes and coming along to the space. And with rent and bills to pay for, I wasn't able to kind of simply sit around and hope for the best. I didn't feel like I could just wait for things to pick up. I had to do something about it, and quite quickly as well. So around about May time, I decided to put out a survey to gather some feedback. And in response to that survey, I did something that most business owners, mentors, coaches will tell you to never do. I lowered my prices. There's so much talk online about, you know, pricing your worth, sticking to your guns on your pricing, and, you know, how you're never going to be accessible to everyone, so you're never going to please everyone with your pricing. But as someone with a physical premises and these overheads really looming over me, I didn't feel as though I was in that privileged position to sit back and kind of simply hold out for my ideal customers who would be willing to pay my higher prices to discover me. And although I felt like it was the right thing to do based on the feedback, I can't lie, it also made me feel like a huge failure as well. I felt as though I hadn't been able to make the model that I really believed in work. All the time when I was creating the co-working Clubhouse, I wanted it to be a very upmarket space. You know, I really focused in on those luxury details, you know, having things like free snacks, you know, good quality coffee and tea, and sourcing sustainable products as well that were obviously going to cost more, but were something that I really believed in. All of that time I was curating something which I thought was very special and what I felt like my ideal customers and audience wanted as well. So I repeatedly found myself asking, you know, did I do enough market research before I launched? Why weren't people willing to pay for the product? And how had I got it so wrong? But there was no time to sit and dwell. I just had to kind of get on with things. So I pushed out our new pricing structure, I introduced our new memberships, and I switched up our opening times as well, so that we're now open every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, which I really hoped would help with adding some consistent routines. But much to my dismay, again, there wasn't really a huge difference in uptake. I was absolutely gutted at this point and started to feel as though things were completely out of my control. It felt like no matter what changes I made, how much I listened to my audience and what they wanted, it just didn't seem to make a difference. I started to lose confidence in myself and in the business, which is just not a place that you want to find yourself. And it was at this point that I decided to put out a very vulnerable and heartfelt post on social media, which you might have seen because it ended up going a little bit crazy. And I got so much incredible love and support from my online community in response to the post, as well as people who I'd never met or had spoken to before, who had simply just stumbled across this post, and it had obviously really resonated with them. And while this outpouring of love and support was incredible and it helped to remind me why I decided to set up the co-working club in the first place, I still knew that words could only go so far with helping to keep the business afloat, and it was going to be the action that was taken following up from this that would really make the difference. So since sharing that post, which was back in June, things have picked up a little bit, because I think it gave those people who had been meaning to visit the clubhouse a little bit of a kick up the bum, but the future is still feeling extremely uncertain, especially as we are currently facing a cost of living crisis, which is having a huge impact on how people are choosing to spend their money. So right now, I'm really just trying to take each day as it comes, to focus on showing up as the best version of myself and to try and spread the word about the co-working clubhouse as far and wide as possible. I've really had to work hard on trying to detach myself from the success of the business, which is incredibly, incredibly difficult, especially when money and finances play such a huge part in the daily stresses and worries that I am currently dealing with. In my past experience as an online business owner, when things were tough and maybe I'd lost a client or, you know, my income had just taken a dip, it was worrying, but I knew that if I would stick it out, then things would pick up again in time, because they always did. And I learned that from, you know, years of experience. But now, with having a physical premises and having monthly rent and bills to pay for, a dip in income means that I have to find that money from somewhere else, and, you know, it has to come out of my pocket, and that ultimately means less for me to live on. I've also had to borrow money from my partner and from family members, which isn't ideal, and it's not a position I necessarily wanted to find myself in. I really felt as though I had, you know, put a lot of time and effort into forecasting when it came to the clubhouse, and the numbers looked great, but, you know, all of that is well and good, but if it doesn't pan out in reality, then you find yourself in a very different position. The future feels really uncertain right now as a business owner, but at the end of the day, if things don't end up working out with the co-working clubhouse, then I know in my heart that I gave it my all, and if I hadn't have tried it, then I would have always wondered what if. This experience has brought up so many emotions, and I've been faced with a lot of tough questions over this time. I've really had to look at and examine what I want from life, and I've even found myself thinking about what it might look like if I chose to step away from the business and go back to having a 9-to-5 job. That's brought up a whole heap of emotions in terms of me questioning what my life looks like when I'm not a business owner, and, you know, unraveling my sense of self-worth from work, and maybe looking at finding happiness and fulfillment from other things in life. And I'm not saying that that's the avenue that I've decided to go down, but it's just something that I found myself seriously thinking about over the past few months. In December, it'll have been 5 years since I took the leap into self-employment, and sitting here today, I just feel a little bit disheartened that I'm not further along in my business and career, or, you know, I'm not in the financial situation that I would like to be in. And I always knew that running a business was going to be difficult and have its ups and downs, but it really does feel like the past 12 to 18 months have had more lows than highs, and that's difficult to contend with. 2022 is an extremely tough time to run a business, and after contending with a global pandemic followed directly by a cost of living crisis, you do often find yourself questioning whether we'll ever get a break from having to pivot and adapt to these huge world issues that we have been faced with. the conversations that I've been having with fellow business owners for this series of the podcast are going to be quite focused on the specific challenges and struggles that we as business owners are facing right now, because there feels like there's a huge shift happening both online and in real life that I wanted to focus on and open up discussions around. I hope that you find them reassuring and ultimately they help you to feel less alone in your business, because that is what this podcast is all about. So there we have it, an extremely real and raw business update from me. I hope you didn't find it too doom and gloom, but I just wanted to show a really realistic view of how the past 6 months have looked for me. Like I shared earlier, I have just really felt like I needed to take a break from the podcast this year. There have been certain points where I felt so low and unmotivated that I couldn't even think about getting in front of a microphone and chatting to you all. I just didn't feel as though I had anything to give or any words of encouragement to share. And there have also been points where I felt really on the cusp of burnout, and I've just needed to take a step back from sharing so much online. But right now, I'm not sure whether the clouds have just lifted slightly, I'm more at peace with the point that I find myself at in my business, or it's just the September energy that's helped me to feel a little bit more refreshed. But I'm back and I'm ready to share with you all again. I'm going to be sharing weekly episodes again with some exciting guest interviews that I think you're really going to enjoy and find useful. But until then, I just want to say a huge thank you for listening to this episode. Be sure to come over on Instagram to let me know what you thought and whether you're happy that the podcast is back. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. Bye bye. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of the future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.